Who do you think is going to win this election?
Trump.
What about you, sir?
Trump.
Yep. And what about you, sir?
Donald Trump.
Ditto.
Ditto. What about you?
Same.
You think Donald Trump's going to win?
What about you, sir? I think so, too.
So, of course, we're in Georgia, and it's pretty much Trump country, so I'm not surprised that you got a lot of folks that feel like Donald Trump is going to win.
Black Lives Matter, Rhode Island, Mark Fisher. Mark, thanks so much for joining the program. You know, this is my favorite story of the day. Because it identifies with what I've seen in the barbershop. All the brothers, for some reason right now, are turning tides right now. And I just wonder, what is the big reason?
I think personally, it's the duplicity of the Democrats. Mm. The hypocrisy. We're not stupid. The brothers are not stupid. We understand when someone's for us and when someone is not. And it's obvious that the Democratic Party is not for us.
Yeah, I can't.
Their policies actually strike at the heart of the Black family and the nuclear family.
Yeah, so, you know, you were a part of Black Lives Matter. You founded it there. And now you're saying, you're not saying the entire Republican Party. You're saying Donald Trump. So what is it about Donald Trump? Is it the economics? You noted the Black family. What is it going to take for him to shore up this support amongst Black voters?
Well, I just think that it's going to take information. A lot of people are misinformed. They don't really understand because they don't educate themselves on Donald Trump as a person and his history. But if they do that, and it's going to take, you know, leaders, educated leaders, getting the word out there, I think that it'll happen on its own and it'll be organic because personally, I love the man. I mean, how could you not like if a real man? How could you not relate to someone like that?
The tide is indeed turning, gang. This is absolutely amazing. That was Mark Fisher, the founder of Black Lives Matter chapter in Rhode Island. He's the chairman of BLM in Maryland. He has now publicly endorsed President Trump, all as the Democrats face a 2024 disaster.
While we know constitutional carry is sweeping the nation, millions of Americans and even you courageous patriots out there, you turley talkers, you're still stuck in blue or weak red states restricting your constitutional right to bear arms. Well, don't worry, gang. Countrywide concealed is probably the quickest way to get carrying legally in the majority of the United States. That's right. You won't just be able to carry in your state, but in 84% of the whole of the U.S. of A. It's as quick as watching a video and taking a quiz. And thanks to Countrywide Concealed, your family is that much safer from a myriad of threats no matter where you go. Getting a concealed carry license has literally never been easier. So just click on that link below and join the millions of patriots who've taken back their rights and started carrying legally with Countrywide Concealed today.
You heard it at the beginning there, both from the Georgia bar as well as the BLM co-founder. The Democrats' worst nightmare is coming true. We're already getting reports that the Biden campaign has conceded the key swing state of Georgia. The New York Times is reporting that the Biden campaign has basically given up this crucial state, a state that Biden supposedly won by 10,000 votes back in 2020. The Times are reporting that all signs suggest that the Biden campaign is already conceding that Trump is going to win the state in a blowout. According to the latest Siena poll, Trump is beating Biden in Georgia by 6 points. Again, remember, the final polling before November of 2020 had Trump and Biden tied in Georgia. They were neck and neck, and Biden pulled it off with 10,000 votes. Now Trump is beating him by 6, and the Biden campaign looks like they're already just riding the state off. There is no way they're going to win this thing, no matter what shenanigans they pull. The Times is reporting that the campaign has largely stopped spending money in Georgia. This after voter mobilization organizers found voters to be significantly apathetic towards Biden. And in other words, his own constituencies are not excited about him. They don't plan on coming out to vote for him. So they're going to focus all of their efforts elsewhere. And that is what's so key with that BLM co-founder and his endorsement of Trump. Trump, of course, gave him a huge shout out to Mark Fisher, the BLM co-founder, who we spoke with personally, as I understand it, and thanked him for his endorsement. and his very brave stand for Trump. And what's so interesting here is that Trump actually got some pushback on that, particularly from DeSantis's people who are still signed on to the DeSantis sinking ship. But they're claiming that Trump just got hoodwinked into praising BLM. In other words, a BLM co-founder is the last person you want to get an endorsement from. But for me, this just this completely misses the bigger picture here, right? I mean, this is failing to see the forest from the trees. What Mark Fisher's endorsement, this co-founder BLM's endorsement, is indicative of is the fact that the Democratic coalition is unraveling. That's the key to understanding the endorsement. It's not, hey, he's now Trump's touting BLM. No, it's the fact that the whole coalition is unraveling. There is, as we speak, a massive surge in the black vote for Trump, a surge that's beyond anything any Republican has seen in a half a century. Even CNN is admitting this. And this is according to an assessment by the Washington Post. Democracy dies in darkness. Well, indeed, we now have data that shows that Trump is actually winning. He's beating Biden with non-white men. Non-white men are voting overwhelmingly Trump. Gang, this is a constituency that voted for Biden by 70 points. That was the margin. That was the margin. Non-white working class voters voted for Biden by 70 points. They're now voting Trump. This is what the Democrats are freaking out. Their coalition is unraveling right in front of their very eyes. Look, don't take my word for it. Even Chris Cuomo, yes, Chrissy Cuomo, formerly of CNN, even Cuomo is openly saying that he's considering backing Trump. Check it out.
Biden, Trump, look, for me, again, we survived a Trump administration. Would we survive another one? Yes. Yes. I don't think there's any greater risk to America with him than with Biden. And for people who are now going to attack me and say, what are you talking about? Trump is like this crazy man. Well, look, you know, as Patrick says, the data is the data. Nobody was trying to kill us when Trump was president in a way that they're not now. If anything, there's more hostility. And you can have reasons for that any way you want. I'm just saying, existentially, I'm not afraid of a Trump presidency. Existentially, I'm not afraid of another Biden presidency because, unlike many people in America, I believe that the country is much stronger than any individual leader. We survived the Russia thing. We survived January 6th. We survived having Biden as a gaffe machine. We survived Congress going after each other and doing nothing for the rest of us. We survive these things. Are we better for it? No. Should we be doing things differently? Yes. I think it happens. I don't know when. I don't even know why. But, you know, in terms of who I'm going to vote for, I would really have to see where we are at that moment in time. And
so you're open to a Trump vote?
I am always open. And I'll tell you this. People say, oh, bullshit, you've never voted for a Republican in your life. Wrong. And not only have I, the first vote I ever cast was for a Republican.
Never in a million years would I ever have even conceived of Chris Cuomo, the one-time soul of CNN, saying what you just heard. That's a guy from a Democrat political dynasty. His dad, his brother. Cuomo is the face of the New York Democrat establishment. And he's now he is publicly saying he's open to voting for Trump. And then he actually gives reason for, because there's no way around it. You heard the data. Nobody was trying to kill us when Trump was president in a way that they're trying to kill us now. And here Cuomo is echoing an admission that more and more the legacy media are recognizing, that Trump's foreign policy was an astounding success, particularly evident in the fact that he's the only president since Jimmy Carter that did not get America involved in a new war. Trump's tenure was marked by an uncharacteristic peace abroad. Putin wasn't invading. China wasn't threatening. Hamas wasn't terrorizing. I mean, even North Korea was relatively tame. Kim Jong-un loved having Trump be the first, I believe, Western leader, let alone president, visit and actually step into North Korea. No, none of this can even remotely be said about bumbling Biden. In many respects, the world has just unraveled. It's become radically disordered ever since the Biden regime took over. And as you just heard, Chris Quick heard. What was that? You just heard. I'm that excited. I'm yodeling. Chris Cuomo, of all people, once the soul of CNN, is openly saying that. Even his old employer, CNN, is admitting the world leaders don't take Biden seriously. He's being snubbed quite literally all over the world. Russia's laughing at him. China's laughing at him. The whole of the Middle East is laughing at him. Africa's laughing at him. Now Argentina with Javier Milei, now they're laughing at him. But it's not just Chrissy Cuomo gang admitting this and openly declaring he might vote for Trump. Joe Rogan of late, you know, he was a Bernie supporter. He's saying it, that he's voting Trump in 2024. Even the far left actor, Michael Rapaport, some of you may have heard this. He was once as never, ever, ever Trump as you could possibly get. Even he is now considering voting for Trump. Take a look.
If it comes down to pig dick Donald Trump and smoking Joe Biden, I'm sorry. I am sorry. Voting for pig dick Donald Trump is on the table. I'm sorry. I'll still call him slob dick Donald Trump, pig dick Donald Trump, and all that. But we need to get this whole situation under control.
Yeah, sorry for the language there. We tried to bleep out most of it, but you needed to hear that. You needed to hear what Democrats are hearing. Remember, no Democrat on the planet just months ago, literally months ago, no Democrat on the planet even conceived of the possibility that we would be 11 months out from the 2024 election and BLM leaders and former CNN anchors and former Bernie supporters and former never Trump Hollywood actors would all collectively be saying that they were ready to vote Trump.